I think I will get started and say welcome to everybody to this still technically spring, June 2019 Green Cleanse Week. Last week we had a call and we talked about what to do to prepare for this week. So it's not like you just jump in and start doing a cleanse. There's ways to prepare yourself for this time, because it truly is a sacred time where you really listen to yourself and take away the distractions in your body. And good morning, Rob. That's right. It's only 11 a.m. for you still. And so this is the week we've committed to doing this green cleanse. And right, Anadina, if you didn't re-register for Sweet Spot, you won't be able to. I don't know if they've taken people off the Facebook group, but the calls for that, you have to re-register for that. But you are here, and what you're doing here is very much the same as what you would be doing in the Sweet Spot. You're in body balance, so you still have access to all those materials, and you have support through the Body Balance Facebook group as well. You know what to do. So look at these 3 weeks as your time to commit to living a Sweet Spot lifestyle. That, you know about checking your blood sugars. You can track them to see how things do. And this is just kind of a different form of the metabolic reset program. So if there's anybody in here that's also following along with the Sweet Spot program, know that you can do this as well at the same time. There are many, many people that are doing it at the same time. I'd like this time to be primarily for question and answer, but I did create a slide presentation because first of all, I know that I didn't follow through on all the things I should have to make sure everything was ready, and this time I have. So there is no fear that we are going to be dropped or anybody lose access to the call. And so I want you to rest assured in that I've taken care of that. So I'm going to review some of what we went through last week if you weren't able to be on that call and listen to the recording and didn't finish it all. So we'll spend just a tiny bit of time doing that and then leave room for questions and answers. So you can either put your question in the chat or in the tab on top of the chat. There is a Q&A box. It looks kind of gray. You can click on that and you'll see where you can enter your question or comment. And I'll be reviewing those as well. You can definitely use your protein powder in your smoothie during this week, Wendy. It depends upon what you're trying to achieve. In fact, I was talking with Dr. Rita Marie about that last night. We said there's a distinction in creating your own variation, so that we want you to know you can add herbs or protein powders that you know are okay. And this is if you're not comfortable with just the greens. Part of the goal of all of this is to make it easy on your digestion, and the blending will do that. So, yep, great. You can... if your body is okay with your protein powder or any green powders, then you can definitely go ahead and use that. I do suggest people rotate or maybe have a protein powder free day if your body's okay with that, because otherwise it becomes a little reliant on one type to the point that eventually it becomes intolerant to it. So this is why variety is so important. This is why we have so many recipes in our recipe collections. So with that being said, I am going to go into our slideshow. All right, so as I need to say, the information in this presentation is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional and is not intended as medical advice. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information from the research and experience of Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo, DrRitaMarie.com, the experts who have contributed, and my own research. We all encourage you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional. Da-dum. So, you know, here we are. First day of the green cleanse. This is what I think I should look like while I'm doing it. We all kind of have this preconceived notion of what doing a cleanse is like. And, you know, of course, this is a picture of a female because I'm a female, in case you didn't realize that. And, you know, I got this glamorous hair blowing in the wind, and I'm young and silky and lean. I've got this beautiful glass with presentation. Of course, fully makeup, I would have to really work on that. But this is the idea that we think what we should look like while doing the green cleanse or any type of elimination diet or any type of detoxification cleanse of some sort. We come in with an idea of what we think it should look like. And what ends up happening is, this is what we end up feeling like when we start the green cleanse. It's like all of a sudden, all these parties are around and they have all these treats that we used to eat, our temptations of some sort, even if they're quote-unquote healthy temptations, they're not in alignment with the cleanse week that you're doing. And so this is the reality, okay? It's okay that that's the reality. Sometimes what happens, and we'll talk about this more on Wednesday when we're really in the middle of it, sometimes what happens is that old messages come up, and once you've set that new reality, the old messages go, you know what, I'm not so sure about that, I'm not comfortable, I'm not used to it. So it sends you these other messages and tries to create that kind of reality. So I just want you to be aware of it as you start out. And so as you do this, as we create, you create from the information we shared your green cleanse. So like Wendy and now Claudia is asking about the protein powder. If this is in your best interest, then go ahead and use it. The idea is to give your digestion a rest. And if your body is good with that, then we're all good with that. So take a breath and know that you are here. We are here to support you. So I want you to just feel what that's like to rest in that. Just take a breath. Put your hands on your belly. Fill your belly up with all that oxygen. And then contract it. Push all that air, that stagnant air out. Because what we're doing is creating space for fresh, clean air in our belly, built on all of this wonderful food you're providing yourself. Put your tongue to the roof of your mouth. Relax your jaw. Relax your shoulders. Breathe. I would invite you for just even a moment to take your hands off your computer keyboard. Relax them in your lap. Have your feet flat on the ground and just breathe. We're not thinking about the food. We're not thinking about which plan we're doing. We're not thinking about what we thought we should do. We're bringing ourselves here into this lovely space, wherever you're at, and you are breathing. And in that breath, you know, you get to relax into the choices you're making to fully support your body. My body's going to be different than an Adina's or Claudia's or Wendy's or Diana's or anybody else who's here. Listen to your own voice. Know that you are doing what is best for your body. Okay? Let's not worry. Let's not be anxious, but be curious about the questions that are coming up for you as you think about what is the right thing to do. You have the answer inside of you. Breathe. We'll get to your questions, but right now I really want you to just relax. Okay? So now what we're going to move into is why you're here. You're here to do more than just do a cleanse, although that's a phenomenal thing. Sometimes just to say, you know what, I did this, leaves you feeling in your body amazing, successful, like, yeah, celebration. So I celebrate that you are here. We're going to be entering on June 21st, the summer solstice, so another season, and maybe you're getting ready for summer. I know some people are already quite warm. It's still a little bit cool up here. But we're getting ready for that summer season. And that means that maybe we shed clothes, that we really get more to look at our body. You may be feeling, because we eat a little heavier during the colder months, so now you might be feeling a little bit heavy and sluggish, which creates some digestive woes, and that might be a bit depressing, might get you down. When this also happens, you might have hormone-related symptoms. And through all of this, you're just ready to let go of and release those extra pounds. You want to feel light. You want to fly. And when you have some of that going on, you might have some uncomfortable symptoms. And doing this will help you establish new habits. Even one new habit is maybe all that you need to do to lead you out of this sense of feeling toxic. And we know that there's so many toxins around these days. So we're supporting ourselves to feel, we don't feel those toxins. Okay. Where am I going? There we go. So, one of the things I was going to talk a little bit about is this word detoxification. Detoxification is a term that we use. It's often synonymous with short-term programs, kind of like what we're doing here, that bring you to a feeling of wellness and vitality. And some of us may even have more of a rapid weight loss. The reality, however, is that the processes of detoxification are happening within every cell, every minute of the day. And I really want you to think about that. We're doing this now to kind of jumpstart it and kickstart it, but know that what you're doing is something that leads you every day into these good daily habits and why you're doing it, why you're supporting your body with that. And let's see here. So what, you know, let's talk just a little bit about toxins. And so we've got so much emerging research that continues to support this hypothesis that toxicity is a major contributor to many chronic disease states. There are those who say that the levels of toxins, individual toxins found in our food, water, environment are not significant enough to cause harm. However, what it is, it's this compound effect of multiple poison exposures, which is the greatest concern. I mean, humans are exposed to a cocktail of heavy metal toxins in the environment. There's, you know, heavy metals are harmful and damaging. The unfortunate scenario is that there's a scarcity of information on toxicity of even low dose mixtures. Most of the studies have to do with high dose mixtures. And you know, I'll just touch on this a little bit. Metal mixtures are demonstrated to result in higher toxicities compared to individual metals. There are animal studies showing low dose mixtures contribute to reduce brain weight and structural lesions. There's neuronal degeneration. There's injury to the cells in your liver, the hepatic area. There's decreased antioxidant activity, and there's something called kidney necrosis. So it's damaging your kidneys. And this supports the need for ongoing support for the removal of heavy metals from the body, and then protection against our uptake or intake of them. You may have heard of multiple endocrine disrupting chemicals. They're present in the environment, and so supporting their detoxification is essential. This includes a wide range of things, both natural and man-made. So there's pharmaceuticals, dioxin-like compounds, polychlorinated biphenyls, DDT, pesticides, plasticizers, such as bisphenol A, your plastic bottles, metal food cans, detergents, flame retardants, many foods, toys, cosmetics, pesticides, they're all there. And we spoke more about this on the original call, so I don't want to go too much into it because it, you know, I want this to be uplifting, but I want you to understand about what's going on. So these endocrine disrupting chemicals may interfere with your normal endocrine function, and it's through their ability to mimic or partly mimic naturally occurring hormones in the body, such as your estrogens, androgens, and thyroid hormones. And what they can do is produce overstimulation. These endocrine disruptors can also bind to a receptor within a cell and block the endogenous hormone from binding there. So then what happens is the normal signal fails to occur, and then our body fails to respond properly. And so you have things that happen with your estrogens and your androgens that are not necessarily in your favor. They also can interfere or block the way that natural hormones or their receptors are made or controlled. And for example, this is by altering their metabolism in the liver. If I'm a little silent, I like to go back and forth to the chat to see if there's anything else that I can see. So as you can see, that being exposed to many toxins affects our body. Okay. So, how do we reduce this toxic damage? Well, we've talked a little bit about reducing the load. Daily practices, so not just during the 7 days or the full 3 weeks, since last week was a pre-cleanse week and next week we transition out of it. be mindful of your foods, the products you use, including certain herbs to support detoxification. It's not that they actually do the detoxification, but they support it. Certain nutrients and periodic cleansing. Let's see here. So one thing I want to talk on with this slide is that poor diet and lifestyle, along with these exogenous toxin exposures, they can deplete our internal antioxidant and detoxification systems. And so they contribute to increased production and poor clearance of these endogenous toxins. So for example, if you have poor intestinal integrity, it can lead to greater lipopolysaccharides, you may have, you know, LPS, so the passage of that. And then a subsequent inflammatory cascade that happens, if we're not aware that it's not managed, is it depletes glutathione, and you'll see an accumulation of these harmful pro-inflammatory and oxidative substances. So poor clearance of endogenous estrogens can also contribute to disease. And they can also have elevations in uncleared reverse T3. So I know many of you are here with issues with your thyroid, so that's something to commend you on for being here, to give you more information to stay the course. So in order to avoid toxicity effects, you want a diet and lifestyle which supports detoxification and detoxification of both the exogenous from the external and the endogenous toxins from within, because so that's essential. Detoxification refers to the mechanism of preventing entry of damaging compounds into the body. So it's the process of removing toxic chemicals from the body. I know that many people who are not well, or they live or work in a toxic environment, may benefit further from additional supplementation with specific compounds while they do something like this. So, signs that you need to detox. Okay, you know, there's you can see everything here. You may have fatigue, cognitive problems, mood swings or depression, acne, rosacea, itchy skin. You may have high cholesterol or triglycerides. You may have weight gain or the inability to lose weight. You may have heard of this, you know, we've heard of insulin resistance. There's something called weight loss resistance. Digestive problems. Many of you are here in the Sweet Spot program, so if you're having blood sugar crashes or sugar cravings, this is benefiting you. Hormonal imbalances, immune problems, excessive sweating or body odor. If you notice you have a yellow coating on your tongue or bad breath, these are all signs that you could benefit from a detox. So, you know, we've been talking about this. Why cleansing? You know, why do I have to do this? You know, being exposed to too many toxins can slow down the liver's detoxification capability. Here we go. And so this leads to an increase in toxins in the brain. The brain, breath, adrenal glands, they're all high-fat organs, and so they have a particular vulnerability to toxin damage. So here we see a little bit about the stages of liver detoxification. In phase one, we have oxidation reduction and hydrolysis catalyzed by P P450 enzyme. Phase two, the liver conjugates metabolites from phase one by adding additional molecules that render them harmless and water soluble so they can be excreted from the body. I'll spend just a tiny little bit of time explaining a little bit more about this. The role of your gastrointestinal tract, the cells there must be considered when aiming to facilitate your detoxification and reduce your accumulation of both the external and your internal, your endogenous toxins. It is estimated that 25% of detoxification processes occur within your gastrointestinal tract enterocytes. These cells carry out both phase one, like I said, via the action of the CYP450 enzyme, and something called phase three, which is via the anti-porter protein action. These functions carry out they need these cells, and this is an attempt to reduce the passage of non-metabolized xenobiotics to the internal environment. And, you know, I know I'm throwing around some words, but I also know how extremely intelligent and well-researched you guys are. So if you find that you need more discussion on it, I'm happy to do that. So anyway, a large portion of the toxins we're exposed to on a daily basis enter the body within foods and beverages we consume. So if there's intestinal hyperpermeability, also known as leaky gut, if that is present, this allows greater entry of these undesirable compounds into your body. And so many of these can produce toxicity symptoms once they reach a certain threshold. And in addition to that, leaky gut allows these potentially toxic compounds to bypass the processes of detoxification. And this is detoxification that would normally be carried out within the gut cells. So furthermore, as the gastrointestinal tract is a major site of metabolized toxin excretion because it originates from the liver, compromised intestinal integrity combined with insufficient fiber, and if you have any type of dysbiosis, that may actually also lead to reabsorption of the toxin metabolites that you would otherwise eliminate. Research has shown that local inflammation in the gut cells results in glutathione depletions, which may in turn compromise your phase three function, that anti-porter protein. So that's about as geeky as I'm going to get for you. And so we're going to talk about ways to cleanse, what you really are here for. Let's see here. All right. So first, there's foods that disrupt this detox. We have alcohol, artificial colorings and flavorings, caffeine, thus the need to reduce or remove your caffeine during this time, processed meats and non-organic meats, trans fats, refined foods, and anything that produces a sensitivity or allergic type response in your body. So the top six are gluten, dairy, corn, soy, eggs, or peanuts. But you may have your own kind of word of wisdom that comes in there as to what you know that you can or do not tolerate well. And here's a list of foods that enhance detoxification. All right. There's a lot there. One of the things that I added a few things from here because I felt as I was reviewing it, there were some things just with my own learning that I wanted to talk a little bit about. So one of the things I added in here is spirulina. And then also radishes. What else did I add in here? I think that was it. So anyway, these pieces are really important. So we went over what you can't have, but look at all you can have. Look at how much larger, okay? Look at, that's a short list. Look at this really big list of foods that you get to include in this week and going forward to what you get to eat. And here is herbs that can support, like I said, it supports detoxification. I also added some to this as well. So some of them that I added were burdock root, or wanted to emphasize more of was burdock root. Many of you actually may have burdock root growing in your area. You can also probably go to places, if you have a larger market, and buy it. If you go to a Japanese food store, it's known as gobo. But eaten in quantity, raw or cooked, it's a mildly bitter herb. I have found it to be a virtual cure-all. I know I'm not supposed to say that, but it's really been helpful for conditions of excess, whether it's excess weight, excess heat or cold in your body, an excess within your hormones. Burdock root is amazing. And part of that is because it significantly purifies the blood while reducing fat and regulating blood sugar. So again, if you're here because of the sweet spot, or you're doing that, make sure that you include burdock root. You can get it dried, you can eat the fresh root, you can get it in tinctures. I personally just dig it up and eat it. So, and then again, the other useful bitter herbs are your dandelion root, chamomile. And chamomile is actually a pungent. I know we think of celestial seasonings and this wonderful mild herb, but it's actually a pungent. If you truly let it steep as an infusion for at least 20 minutes. Yellow dock root, and know that yellow dock is a laxative. And blue plurum root, which is also a pungent. Blue plurum is beneficial also for treating what are called prolapsed conditions, whether you have a prolapsed uterus or intestines, maybe hemorrhoids. And then chickweed. Chickweed is actually helpful because it reduces fat. And I use it as a decoction. Now, one thing I want to say is that these bitter herbs or greens that you may be involved in, they sometimes can be cooling, all right? So if you have pronounced signs of coldness, make sure that you lightly cook or steam these herbs and or vegetables. And then, let's see here. And then again, I was talking about the in the foods with the spirulina, the wheatgrass, and all of that. One of the things I wanted to talk about is that when toxins are discharged in the body during a healing reaction, you want to use cleansing foods, which will help lighten the process. So we have this list of vegetables and fruits. Sprouts are also really good. And again, if you have any feelings of coldness or weakness, then you want to lightly cook all the cleansing foods. And chlorophyll-rich foods are especially beneficial to discharge any residues of toxins, and they help build new blood and support cell renewal. So I, as Dr. Rita Marie says, you know, all green vegetables can need to be emphasized if you're feeling any healing reactions. And so these regenerative qualities of chlorophyll are just very nutritious. They actually also have a good source of protein, especially your cereal grasses and microalgae. So I just wanted to touch on that. Also, Chinese medicine recognizes certain foods as toxin neutralizers. And so this would be like your Swiss chard, radishes, those you want to use a lot of. And yeah, so talk about all of that. So here we have nutrients. I changed this picture because I liked this picture. I felt it shared just a little bit more about the nutrients that we need for detoxification. So as you can see in here, important nutrients in detoxification in phase one, you need your B vitamins, glutathione, vitamin E, vitamin C, vitamin A, D3, quercetin, and calcium. Phase two, you need calcium D glucarate, glutamine, cysteine, lysine, glycine, carnitine, taurine, and MSM. And obviously there's more that goes on here. So this is how it works. Phase one metabolites must be further metabolized by phase two to make them non-toxic and ready for elimination. When too many toxins upregulate the phase one pathway, or there aren't enough nutrients available for phase two pathway, high levels of free radicals are produced, causing cellular damage. Nutrients can become depleted as the detox pathways are constantly being upregulated or turned on. There is overlap between nutrients used for detoxification and nutrients used to produce your cellular energy, so think your Krebs cycle and ATP. As these nutrients and antioxidants get depleted by the liver, there are less available to the mitochondria, your energy producer of the cell. The mitochondria get damaged and slow down, and this leads to fatigue and cellular dysfunction. So weight gain can often be a downstream effect of toxin overload. As the liver becomes sluggish, it can promote insulin resistance, which can promote weight gain, especially around the middle. So furthermore, some toxins act as endocrine disruptors, as we were talking about. And so this means they act on the same hormone receptors as our hormones do without carrying the same vital information. And again, these can lead to hormonal imbalances and weight gain. And again, toxins can directly affect our gut microbiome. Dysbiosis, an imbalance in our resident microbiome, can affect hormone balance and metabolism, gastrointestinal function, inflammation, mood neurotransmitters, and our immune response. So, you know, this proper detoxification is really, really important. You know, and one thing I'll just mention too is that, as we said, toxins are stored in fat. So, you know, that's why when we're doing this, why we had a week to help you to get your detox pathways up and running. And you want to make sure both your phase one and phase two detox pathways are being supported, and that digestion is functioning optimally, and your bowels are being moved at least once per day. So Now we'll move into ways to maintain your energy while you maximize healing and cleansing, because that's what this is about. Okay? You know, we just went through all of that, right? How you can maintain your energy. You're here. You're doing the program. You're doing the daily habits. You're drinking water. Drinking water is really great. Making sure you're moving. You don't have to be running. You can be walking. You can be bouncing on your rebounder. Just gentle ways to do this. Breathing. Make sure you're breathing. And how can you minimize the effects of withdrawal during detox? Again, you want to make sure you're drinking enough water. Make sure that as you look through your calendar, look for ways for you to reduce your stress. Find yourself, if you feel there's something stressful that's going to come up and you can do it, reschedule it. This is a really important week for you to be with yourself. And if you can't, then prepare yourself. Do your heart math. Do your breathing. Be mindful. Write yourself little love notes about how your worthiness. Here's some more ways. Okay, tongue scraping. I don't know how many of you do tongue scraping. I would suggest doing the tongue scraping even before you drink water, because if you have these toxins in your mouth and then you drink it, you can swallow them. So scrape your tongue. I make myself gag a little bit to get even more out. But scrape your tongue and get that stuff out, and then you can drink water. Skin brushing. When I do skin brushing, afterwards I rub myself over with an oil, like a sesame oil. And then I jump into a cold shower for just a minute or two. And yes, that wakes me up, but it also gets my lymph system moving. And so these are two really good things. Jumping on your rebounder again is another way. If you have access to a sauna, that's amazing. If you are able to do an enema or to schedule a colonic, those again are other ways to support yourself. Okay, so how can we optimize detoxification? Follow your body's natural pathways. We've spent time talking here about your body's phase one, phase two, and phase three detoxification. You have the answer within there, in you. So optimize that. You don't need to create anything new. Just optimize what's already there and existing. You do this by incorporating the food, the herbs, the nutrients, and the daily habits that you can do. Read the emails that come every day during this period of time. So as I mentioned before, your body actually cleanses every day. So continuing to include those foods that do that are really, really important. You know, the brassicas, you know, those are really good. Making sure you get enough fiber to move things on through. Foods like the sprouts are really good for you. All those things are going to be helpful to you on a daily basis. Weekly, once a week, you can either skip a meal or just fast the whole day. Now that can be a water fast, that can be a smoothie fast, that can be a juice fast, whatever you can do. You can choose one day a week to do that. Monthly, you can do something like this week where you build into, you can start out by doing like the light cleanse and move into standard and then the green cleanse. So you can do that once a month. Quarterly, you can do the green cleanse. You don't have to wait for us to do it live. You've got the materials. You can do this on your own. And then annually, you can do a deep detox, where you just really do the deep detox the whole time. So who can cleanse? Most people can. You know, if you're tired, you're busy, you really need to do this more than anybody. Stress. If your digestion is not optimal, you can do that. If you have found that you have some hormonal imbalances, if you have some excess weight, athletes actually can benefit from the cleanse. Your body will flow. When I'm doing the cleanse, I find that I can run and not grow weary. So who needs to use caution in this? If you're pregnant or nursing, if you're underweight, again, it's not that you absolutely cannot, but you need to work more under the guidance and tutelage of somebody. If you find you're really sensitive to certain foods or chemicals or nutrients, just again, it's not that you cannot do it. It's just you want to be more careful. If you have any serious diseases, again, it's not that you cannot do it. You want to do it under guidance. And it says diabetics. Again, it's not that you cannot do it. You need to make sure you have guidance. And, okay, always know that you should prepare for your cleanse. So last week we prepared for it. Preparation is important to get the best out of your cleanse. And so these are things that you probably already have done, but you can review it on a daily basis to see what you have. So making sure you have all your materials, your program guide, the menu planner, the recipe collection, and then there's a bonus community recipe collection. Okay, your program guide is really important. It just takes you step by step. It's not that you have to do every step, but it gives you an idea of the direction you can choose to go in. There's different cleansing options. You don't have to, if you choose one, that doesn't mean you're stuck there and have to do that. You can mix and match to what you need for that day. Statement of intent. This is really important because it leads you to where you're going. You can share with us on the Facebook group what your statement of intent is. There's also other assessments. These are a great way to see who you are and how you are at the beginning of the cleanse, but then do it again afterwards and see if you notice any change. All right, what do you need to do this? You can use a regular blender. If you have a Vitamix, a Blendtec, or any other high-powered blender, that's great. But just a blender will work. A knife and a cutting board, a nice large drinking glass, and I'd say something that makes you feel pretty good when you eat it. So I have a couple of them that are pretty. If you have to work or you're going to be traveling, a large travel container with a lid will be important for you to put your smoothie in or your juice. And then just basic kitchen tools like a spatula, measuring spoons and cups, wooden spoons, a vegetable peeler, grater, strainer, and a bowl. If you have other fancier equipment like a food processor or something, that's great. All right, so again, here's your Green Cleanse Program Guide. And this will tell you more about shopping for your greens. And this Creating a Healing Kitchen Guide is full of some ideas that you can use. Daily habits. You heard me speak about daily habits. This is a really great printable document that you can use not just during the green cleanse, but beyond, so that you can start incorporating just one at a time until they become habits and you don't need to think about them. And there's a really great video there of how to make a green smoothie. Yes, you probably all have made green smoothies, but I really encourage you to watch this video and learn really some basics about it that you may have forgotten. And it's not just a process of throwing all the stuff in there and seeing what happens. If you're not in the Facebook group and you do Facebook, I encourage you again to come on there. I know I like to post daily some things that you can do or encouragement. And introduce yourself. This is where the power of the group really comes in because, you know, healing happens in relationship. You're not alone. Here's the cleanse schedule. So we're in the official 7-day cleanse week. There is a call tonight at 6 p.m. Central if you want to join us for them too. Wednesday, June 12th, there's another one at 3 p.m. Central. That's kind of a midweek check-in. Friday, June 14th, there's another support call, kind of a wrap-up, even though you still have a couple more days left. And then Monday is kind of a bonus transition week. And this just explains more about it. So I explained about today. Wednesday we'll be doing Making Peace with Your Gut, Soothing Strategies for Optimizing Digestion. Let's see. It's Wednesday. Friday it's just a wrap up. And then the bonus call will talk about emotional eating, social eating, and so that you can be aware of what might be coming. And just know that you are supported. I'm here for you. Dr. Rita Marie is here for you. You can be here for each other. So, there we go. Okay. All right, now I'm going to take a look at this chat because I just have a feeling you guys have been moving along here. Let's see. This is where the real action's at, not me and my speaking. So it can help a fatty liver because I tend to have a non-alcoholic fatty liver and edema. So again, pay attention. As you clear this out, make sure you drink enough water to help support that and just check in. If you feel little twings or pings, maybe back off on certain herbs or foods. Keep track of what you're eating. So that's really important. Yeah, Diana, every time they say something isn't fixable, I'm like, really? They do not know the awesomeness of this body that's been created for us. Yeah. Dandy Blend is good. Dandy Blend, Ticino, any of those. They just try them out and see what you do. There's actually something that I really like. It's a kind of a macrobiotic tea called Bancha tea, B-A-N-C-H-A. It's basically like a twig tea. I want to say it's bland, but that isn't correct. It's mellow. It's very mellow. Oh, radishes are too spicy for you? Try lightly steaming them in Edina. That was when I first started growing really fond of them. Let's see here. Where are we? She's where this is. Yeah. That's true, Diane. If you do them earlier, they're not as spicy. How do you use turmeric? You just put it in something. Is it fresh or suggested? Okay, so it's fresh. So grate it. Put it in your smoothie. Put it in a salad. You can use burdock as tinctures. Burdock is probably a little easier than turmeric. You can just, much like you would any other root vegetable, like a potato, you can just roll cut it. You can shave it like with a peeler. And I put it in soups and stews, and sometimes I juice it. But you can get it as a tincture. I was born in Minneapolis, so I was born a city girl, and it wasn't till I moved to a more rural area and had 7 children that I needed to feed and realized that God had provided everything. All I had to do was look. That's how I found out about the good weed. So I was much older. And good for you for growing tomatoes and bell peppers and cilantro. Yes, love that. Cilantro is so good. What was for hemorrhoids? Oh, what was for hemorrhoids? I forgot. Let me see if I can remember that. I know they're talking about prolapse conditions. Now my brain has to go backwards. Go through my notes here. I wanted to make sure that I gave you guys some good information here. See, that wasn't good. I can't find my own notes now. I'll have to look back at, because I remember writing that down, because I have had a tendency towards hemorrhoids, so I wrote it down for myself as well. And why can't I remember that? Okay, well, it is not showing itself to me right at this moment, so I'll have to go back and review my notes, and then I'll report back. That's going to bother me, too. Let's see, what else here? What other questions do we have? Just start with one thing. Yeah, that is the thing with radishes. And even if you don't grow the radishes but do the sprouts, like little microgreens, that's great. Cardamom gives you nausea. Well, then that's a good reason to avoid that. Until you get, until this all balances, then you might be surprised. Diana. Great turmeric tincture is really good. You do tincture everything. Some people, now you're going to start fermenting everything, right? So the nutrients needed for detox is one of those slides that you'll find in the materials. I'll see if I can just put that also in the Facebook group. Claudia, this is perfect. Reducing stress is not an option. So the event itself might come up, but it's our mindset towards it. It's taking a breath and looking at it with curiosity and wonder to say, I'm loving everything I do. Everything I do is for my best and highest good. And just having, and write yourself notes. I have little notes all around here to remind me, because your eyes pick it in. It goes into your brain and activates that reticular activating system. And so it helps you to always be in that good state. Choose to be in that good, beautiful state. What are the benefits of skin brushing? It stimulates your lymph system. It helps your skin to breathe. And so when you put the oil on over that and jump in the shower, your skin is more open to receiving the benefits. You know, your skin is your largest organ. And so what you put on it is really, really important. I use something actually called a kapha oil that somebody made for me. Let's see here. Going through. Well, good for you for doing it, Claudia. I hope it feels good. I don't go out naked in the snow. Well, I could, but yeah, no. But I do take a cold shower. And the tongue scraping, I think you'll also be surprised. So I scrape and wash the scraper under the faucet, and then just keep scraping until my tongue is pink. And you know, for those that it might matter, and I've got a testimonial from my husband, it makes me a better kisser. So that's what I've also heard in studies. So there you go. You know, if you can't do actual dry brushing, and Adina, maybe take a coarser washcloth, a dry one, and just rub it against your skin a little bit, because the stimulation will be good for you. Yeah, exactly. Janine, you and I are on the same wavelength. Those inexpensive washcloths are a little more abrasive. Oh, that's what it was. That was in another set of notes I forgot to look at. I'm going, I know I saw that. Yeah, thank you, Rob. The boo plurum. Duh. Yeah. I have so many notes around me because I get so excited about all this, and I'm like, which note was that on? Yeah, the bupleurum is just a great herb to try. BUPLEURUM. Just like Rob spelled it. Yes, and Adina, you are just amazing. Yep, everything will be in the course material, and I'll make sure that the slides are available as well. Oh, gobo, G-O-B-O is the name for burdock root in Asian stores. Who asked that one? Janine. Let's see. All right. All right, so there's that. I've gone through the chat. I'm going to look at the Q&A and see if anybody put anything in there. All right. Hi, Tammy. And so, Janine, you saw the list of supportive herbs. And I'll make sure those slides are up. And I'm going to see if anybody wants to raise their hand or talk. It would be if you're on a phone, it's star 2 on your telephone keypad. If you're on a web call, beneath the slides, you should see an icon that says raise hand. Let's see. What does it mean when your muscles are firing? That's a great question. Let's see. I wonder if there's something, because I know when we're exercising, especially when we're ketogenic, our muscles burn glucose more. Let's see. The signal is transmitted from your brain to the muscles via the nerves. These nerves then fire specific muscle fibers called motor units together to move the leg forward. As you contract specific motor units, opposing muscle fibers must relax. I'm wondering if that's what it is. Muscle firing. Let me see. Chiropractic. And I'm not sure if he uses neurokinetic therapy. Neurokinetic therapy utilizes manual muscle testing to assess if a muscle is firing properly by itself or in coordination with other muscles. So let's see here. So has this been helpful? How is everybody doing with the green cleanse? Are you, have you started today? Are you going to start tomorrow? Did you start yesterday? How are you feeling? Are you feeling supported? Well, so what it is that you want to see that that the motor control center in your cerebellum, which coordinates and stores all the movement programs, that they're working properly. It's just a way of making sure that your muscles and everything and your nerves all work together. Great. So if you're feeling a little nervous or anxious, that's okay. Just look into it to see where that's coming from. Remember, this is imperfect action moving forward perfectly. It's one step at a time, one green juice or smoothie or salad at a time, and just breathe into that. Breathe into the knowledge that you are doing a great job. That you are here for you. And this is really important. There you go. We all may be far from that perfect place, but we're moving towards it each day, each step. And so that's, embrace that you may not be at that perfect train station yet, but you're moving towards it. And that's where I want to be in my journey, is knowing that I'm doing the best I can. Good for you, Janine. And I'll tell you something. This is something that you can maintain. I did one summer where I just kept doing these 3-week rotations of it. And it really was helpful to me. So this doesn't have to be like it's this week or not at all. It's this week and you get to keep continuing on. That's right. We're all here where we're supposed to be. You know, Elizabeth, I do more warming foods like the soups, and you can still do that even with the deep program. You just don't boil the heck out of your soups. It's still a little cool here where I live, so I do the deep program, but I just warm things up. We give names and titles to certain areas. Choose the recipes and the foods that work best for you and prepare them in the way that's best for you. So, but what we're doing is giving our body a rest. And, you know, one thing that I want to mention that I didn't spend too much time talking about is sunshine. the sunshine shows up here off and on. And so, and when that sun is out, I so strongly encourage you guys to get out there in case you didn't realize it. Sunshine strongly stimulates your hormonal centers. I mean, think about vitamin D, how that's activated. This is going to be so important for you during this week, especially of your cleanse. So make sure you get out in the sunshine. Breathe deeply of the fresh air that's there. And yeah, just pay attention to how you are feeling. If you find that you're feeling a little more cold, then yeah, warm them up. But know that the temperature of the food has to be above 115 before you start losing any of the enzymes. So that's pretty warm. So that's what I use. I just have like a food thermometer I stick in there and watch it. When it gets to about 110, I shut my burner off and know that my, you know, this food is still going to serve me. Do the foundational things that you know about. Before you eat, take a moment and look at it. Thank everybody, everything that made that meal, that was available to you to be there. Take that breath and really feel the sense of appreciation for where you are today on this journey. And then eat and chew, whether it's a smoothie or a juice or a salad, chew. Yeah, and Adina, I'm right there with you. It's, I mean, it comes and goes here, but I'll take it when I can get it. And what helps me is I know that somewhere the sun is shining. Yeah, well, Jill and I, we're not too far from each other. You know, do those things that relax and help your stomach to heal, that regulate your appetite by doing things like the digestive bitters, digestive enzymes. Some people do apple cider vinegar or lemon water before they eat. You can do things like wild blue-green algae or cereal grass powder at the beginning of your meal to help with that. You know, microalgae has specific nutrients that can moderate your body weight. So it's wild blue-green microalgae or spirulina. The other thing, too, with that is it can help eliminate blood sugar imbalances and cravings. So, it's 90 out there, huh, Janine? Thank you. So include more warming foods in your meal plan. You know, the cinnamon, the ginger, all those things can be really helpful to you. And maybe heat or warm things up. Even if you do a water fast, you can warm up the water. You know, have some of those nice pungent teas like the chamomile tea or dandelion tea. So those can be helpful. Movement is also really helpful too, whether it's just a walk or a sun salutation or something, but keep moving, because again, that's again why that lymph system movement is so important, that you include that movement. And you know, that's a great goal to have, Anadina, to release that. But while you're doing that, love on your body. Love your body. This is for everybody. Love your body right where it's at, for where it's at. And just nurture it where it's at. Let it know that you're there supporting it to be its best self. Sounds wonderful, V-Elaine, making herbal tea. And I'm glad that all of us here together have, we're motivating and inspiring each other. You know, one thing I was thinking too, because I know a lot of people are using peppermint. So peppermint is actually cooling. So you might want to be a little more careful with peppermint. And as you go through this, watch how your body reacts. There might be healing reactions that happen. You might notice emotions coming up, because what this is an opportunity that might come up for you to revisit or to see again issues that are being released that may not have been completed or resolved before. So this is again why journaling is so important. You know, think about it. We carry our entire personal histories in our body. If there was an injury that didn't fully heal, and that can be physical, emotional, mental, that's going to come up for you to look at and revisit. Oh, yeah, Claudia, definitely. If it's warm there, that mint is going to be good. Wonderful. So, I did just want, and we're going to talk more about that on Wednesday, with some of the emotions. You know, just know that these things will come up and they're asking for you to see them again. Wonderful, Anadina. Yeah, just do what you can. Stretch your body how you can. Yeah, that's what's really most important. Just stretch as you can. I was also going to share, too, you know, because I know we all really want any healing reactions to be minimal or non-existent. But according to traditional Chinese medicine, if there is no migan, M-E-I-G-A-N, which is a healing reaction, there is no cure. So most reactions involve the body's purging itself of toxins. And so the outward manifestations of this elimination, they can have different levels to it. And it's really good for you to be a part of that process as you regulate it, because you are in control. You do have the choice of how to do that. So this is another great time for me to, or for you to, be aware of yourself and know you have a choice. And, okay, so exercise is movement. Some people move differently because their body needs different movements. So there isn't a label to whether one is better than another. It's all movement. It's all movement. So just do what you can, and feel into that. And also, you know that one of the healing reactions that can happen are tension or pain in your upper back or your neck, and it actually may move up towards your head. There can also be some pain or tension downward across your abdomen, your arms, your legs, and that again can go up to your head top, your toes and fingers. You may have pain in your internal organs, particularly in your liver area under the right side of your rib cage. And know that a headache is common. Because they're in oil and you're putting it in water, it will float. Honestly, the only, I do use lemon and lavender in mine, and I just mix it in and quickly drink it. All right. I'm going to go back and see if there's any other questions here. And hands raised. Okay. All right. Well, there is another call tonight about 6 if you're interested in coming to that. If anything, just to get further support, that would be really helpful. I'm looking at Janine's comment about starting a yoga class. So yeah, maybe they have yoga classes in your area. Susan. Yep, 6 Central, so that'll be 4 o'clock for you. But know that everything, well, it's pretty much the same information. Now that I've done this here with you, I might go over and make a few tweaks and so forth here and there, but it is basically the same. And the idea is that you can get more support or just, maybe have it running in the background and while you're making supper or whatever it is you're doing. And, maybe I'll talk to Susan Damery and ask her if she can come in and share some information about doing yoga during the green cleanse. All right. Have a wonderful day, everyone. Enjoy this green cleanse. Nurture your body. Love your body. Raise your voice. Take care. Hugs to you, too.